Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Nan Swift is here. Nan's back. I'm glad. I'm excited, too. She's a federal affairs manager for the National Taxpayers Union. You know that organization, National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org, an organization I've been telling you about now since the previous century, the last millennia. And she is here to talk to us about some news. We're going to talk about the truth in the news, right, Nan?
Well, we try. It's hard to get to it, but yeah.
Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
You're always welcome here. So, okay, most everybody who's paying attention at all knows that America has high corporate income tax. And there's the issue where a lot of corporations, I'm not sure what the percentage is of corporations, but I think the average corporation that does business around the world, American company, does business around the world, about 40 to 60%, depending on the company, do business overseas. So they make a lot of their profits overseas where they pay taxes. But our government wants, when they bring those profits back, our government wants to tax them again, don't they?
That's right. It's a really painful process for these companies, and that makes them want to keep their profits overseas, so they're not investing here in more jobs and growing the company.
Well, they leave that money there, so they might as well build a factory there with those profits they've already paid taxes on, rather than bring them back here. Folks, when you do the analysis, when you do the cost analysis on something, adding a second tax line makes most projects not work, doesn't it, Nan?
That's right.
So corporations are, like smart people do, they're finding a way around some of this, and they're doing something that's been called corporate inversion, right, Nan? Explain how that works.
Well, a corporate inversion is basically when one large company here in the U.S. sees, you know, another company overseas that they could work with. They're usually a smaller company, and they buy them, but reincorporate their headquarters overseas so they can take advantage of the lower corporate tax rates there and, you know, the better business environment. Right now we have a toxic environment for business.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. So a larger company in America, a larger American company, would acquire a company in Ireland or Spain or wherever, but then that little company that was just acquired turns into the domicile. That domicile that company has becomes the new domicile of the former American company, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And so everything is the same in terms of the workers and the customers and the business, but the tax situation is what changes, because the domicile of the headquarters where the tax origination comes from, that's what changes, right?
Right.
All right. Anything else we need to know about inversions?
Well, I just think that right now our corporate tax rate is just making us outrageously uncompetitive in what's really a global market place. Mm-hmm. Our corporate tax rate, when you combine federal, state, local, is about 39%. The effective rate is a little lower, about 35% for the Fed. But the OECD average, average rate of other industrialized countries is only 25%.
Yeah, yeah.
We're not even.
That's like a tariff. That's like
ballpark.
A tariff on. That's like a tariff on our own people, isn't it?
Right. Right, and if we were to lower those rates, the Tax Foundation has found that GDP would increase, we'd have new jobs and investments. I mean, Canada, our neighbor to the north, has a rate of only 15%. Can you blame people for going over there?
On my show and in my articles, in my column, I refer to the anti-business policies coming out of the political class in Washington, D.C. This is an example of that, isn't it?
Yes. Well, and instead of, you know, trying to make our economy and our regulations and the rules a better place for work to thrive, for businesses to grow and invest,
right,
we're going to say these are unpatriotic people. How dare they pursue profits and do what's best for their employees? They appear to be
bad people now because of this. So when we come back after these messages, Nan's going to tell us what President Obama's administration is doing to respond to these corporations who are using the corporate inversion tactics. And we'll do that right after these messages. 20 till, the website for Nan and her organization is NTU.org, National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.